I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Wednesday, September 19. Coming up, $184 million infrastructure upgrade project for Denham Town, government seeking to extend state of public emergency in St. Catherine, and additional judges being recruited for Court of Appeal. The news in detail after the break.
Consumers, you have the right to be compensated for misrepresentation, shoddy goods, or unsatisfactory delivery of services. You have the responsibility to fight for the best quality in a calm and amicable way. Refuse to accept shoddy workmanship. Learn how to complain successfully by having all your documents ready while being respectful yet firm when stating your case. Call us at 876-906-5425 or visit our website at cac.gov.jm. The Consumer Affairs Commission, protecting your rights, securing our future.
Now the news. Work to upgrade infrastructure in the Denham Town Zone of Special Operations, ZOSO, is closer to being realized. This as Prime Minister Andrew Holness recently signed off on a $184 million initiative through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, to advance the upgrade project in the community. The initiative is to go to Cabinet shortly, with work expected to start soon after.
That program will include physical landscaping, patching roads, sewage, both installation and correction of sewage problems, and improving the water system in the area.
Prime Minister Holness speaking in Parliament on Tuesday. He says the project is expected to benefit over 8,000 residents in Denham Town and surrounding areas. In the meantime, Mr. Holness says the zinc fence removal project being carried out in the zone is almost complete. Significant social intervention work also continues in education, health, parenting, and civil registration. The government is seeking to extend the state of public emergency in St. Catherine North by a further 90 days until January 2, 2019. A special sitting of Parliament was convened on Wednesday to allow members to debate and vote on the resolution. In opening the debate, Prime Minister Holness noted that the measure has been effective, adding that the communities are grateful for the initiative. He says while the measure cannot be relied on as a long-term solution, greater policing will ultimately lead to a reduction in crime.
Over the period 18th of March to the 2nd of September 2018, the division has recorded 27 murders and 22 shootings. This amounts to a 68% reduction in the collective number of murders and shootings over the period of the intervention when compared to the equivalent period of time prior to the state of emergency and the start of the year.
82 murders and 72 shootings were recorded over the 168-day period prior to the declaration of the state of public emergency in the division in March. Two judges have been appointed to serve at higher levels within Jamaica's courts. They are Pamela Mason, who will serve as Master in Chambers in the Supreme Court with effect from September 17, and Justice Leighton Pusey, who will take up his post to act as Judge of the Court of Appeal with effect from September 24. The judges were sworn in by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen, who encouraged them to carry out their duties with integrity and without interference.
As each one stands before you, and each case is presented to you, you now exercise your discretion for timeliness, for fairness, for objectivity, and for everything else that applies to the judiciary.
Judges serving the Court of Appeal are charged with the responsibility of hearing appeals and applications from decisions of the Supreme Court, parish courts, as well as those from administrative tribunals. In the meantime, steps are underway to recruit additional judges for the Court of Appeal. President of the Court of Appeal, Justice Dennis Morrison, says the increase is being facilitated by the expansion of the Court of Appeal building on King Street, downtown Kingston, now at an advanced stage.
Hopefully, we will be in a position to move the main body of the court's operations into the new facility before too long, with a phase two to encompass the registry, office and staff, scheduled to be completed by the end of the year.
Justice Morrison was speaking Monday at the swearing-in ceremony for the appointment of two judges at King's House. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.